right now, boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Oh, yeah. Basically, Volk, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Volk.
Volkum?
Try not to cuss.
Oh, yeah, Volk, yeah.
Basically, Volk, yeah.
Volk, yeah.
I just got back from Tampa, Florida at the pro contest, and it is wild down there, man. Ybor City is like... It's like the old city of Philly.
It's like a Mardi Gras down there.
It's like a constant Mardi Gras.
Do they still close off the roads?
Not this time, but there's plenty of fights that actually made me go out and get a little mini handheld.
You got one.
Yeah, nice. Camera that I could just put in my pocket and film, because the first day I got there, I'm like, man, I could probably get some good footage out here. And then,
for sure.
Soon enough, this white dude with his shirt off turns the corner and he starts going... Fuck these niggas, I don't give a fuck. Fuck these niggas, I don't give a fuck. And he kept saying it, and then 15 minutes later, Nick Dompierre walks into the hotel. He's like, yeah, I just saw some guy get his fucking ass beat. I'm like, really? Who was he? He was like, some white dude with his shirt off. He was just yelling, fuck these niggas, I don't give a fuck. And then they beat the shit out of him. I'm like, I should have just got a camera and followed that guy. Because if he's going to be screaming that in Ybor drunk as hell, he's going to wind up beat up. Mm-hmm. And then we were there. Remember the biker? The guy with the shitty 10 speed?
Oh, yeah.
And I had a few beers, so...
Speaking of this song from CKOI, was it on this one?
This was actually Tampa, when it said White Trash.
White Trash, yeah. And O'Connor ran over
the Ferrari yeah.
in Ybor.
What about the biker?
The biker?
So we're walking down the street, and we walk past this group of people, and this guy said something along the lines of, like, oh, that guy, when he saw Bam walk by.
Man. That guy.
I didn't hear it, but Bam
That's the
it.
Only negative energy I got the whole trip.
Oh,
I figured me going to a skate contest after not going for 10 years, there'd be a lot of haters, but everybody was so
stoked to see you.
They were stoked that I was there, and it was actually fun. I didn't land my last two tricks, but... It was just cool to go and check it out. And
they have a webcast. That's how you do a backflip and a feeble on the A-rail thing.
Damn, they say all that.
They just showed like two tricks. I was like...
And this biker guy... So I go back all drunk. I'm like, you got something to say, fucko? And he's like, yo, this is my town right here. You can't come in thinking you're hot shit in my town. I'm like, just get back on your piece of shit bike and just go bike somewhere, because that thing sucks.
It's this ugly orange, like rusty bike.
Yeah, and I'm like,
just a piece of
shit. Dude, he got so angry over because there were seven people like surrounding him, just watching, and they kind of chuckled when I said it. And then I fake hit him. I like put my fist up, and he flinched. And then I just started laughing, and he felt so stupid. And then, what did I say after that? I go, and then I'm just like, this is your town? He's like, yeah, this is my town. Well, how come all these people are fucking laughing at you, and they're not even co-signing what you have to say?
I'm the comedian.
What was he, like, homeless, white, black?
No, he was just some, like, 25-year-old
a hater.
Guy.
Young
well,
hater.
He was that guy.
Yeah.
and then on the way back, you remember that drop-in that I did in CKY1?
At the airport.
Well,
right.
There's concrete at the bottom now. I put a piece of wood on it because it was the ground was rocks, and now it's concrete.
Yeah. I saw it last time.
And I bumped into Josh Friedberg, who films for 4-1-1, so I was like, dude, break out the camera. Let's just go for it. And I run up, and this police officer sees me going up. He's like, you get down from there right now, because it's this huge brick structure that's like maybe
security guy.
It's probably about 16 feet high. And above, when you climb up, it's actually the police station in the airport. And they're like, he's like, you get down from there right now. I'm like, oh, I'm coming down, and I'm going to come down real fast, so get out the fucking way. He's like, no, you're not going to get down that way, like on a skateboard. He's like, you get down. I'm like, dude, you're breaking my concentration. Just let me do this. Shut up, you know. Then I drop in, slam so hard, and I tumble out, and I hurt my knee so bad it fucking hurts. I had an ice pack on the whole flight. But he's like, Now, was that smart? Did that sound like a good thing to do?
Why'd you do that, stupid?
Yeah. And I'm just wow. It was a good thing to do. It's fucking hilarious. Like,
we got lucky with it because we did it pre-9/11, so we were there for a while. I had, like, set up my flashes and stuff.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm just
pre-9/11?
Pre-9/11,
you
dude.
Couldn't do shit like you can?
Dude, as soon as 9/11 happened, yeah, it's the like, whole airport, like... Oh, you have an Avion water? Well, there could be there could be poison in there. Like, you can't take this on. Like, you can't take on
all
Gatorade.
Plastics
or like, and if you, I had an orange in my backpack, and they were like ready to like lock me up because like you can't bring on like fruit. Like, it's just fucked.
You should have said orange. You're glad to see me.
Orange, you're glad to see me.
So, who won the contest?
Let's see. Greg Lotzko won.
Yeah.
Who's he ride for?
He rides for Almost. And, he's a cool dude. Yeah. This kid, Adam Diet, was ripping. He's like the Axl Rose of skateboarding.
Adam Diet?
Is that the dude that did
Yeah, D-Y-E-T. I call him Crash Diet.
Did he win the best trick? Is that the dude?
Yeah.
I saw that footage. That's crazy.
Yeah, man. I got some good footage of him. And,
Kerry do?
I think he got like 11th or something. Sheckler got 5th. John Rattray from Scotland, he rides for Zero.
I heard he got 2nd?
Yeah, he got 2nd.
Does Sheckler have a crew there, a camera crew? Is he filming a show?
Mm-mm. No.
No?
He just had a couple friends with him.
Yeah. What's up, Fanta?
Yow.
Whoa.
Mark the motherfucking hand.
What, were you listening? Fuck these niggas, I don't give a fuck.
Look at that.
Is it working
mustache,
out there?
Dude.
A mustache, dude.
Why are you rocking a scum stash?
Yeah, it is a scum stash.
I'm going for it.
You look French.
Yeah.
I always said that when Bam had a mustache, that he looked like a little Frenchman.
Oh, oui, oui. We're going to follow that, Mark.
Yow.
I gotta get rid of the haircut first.
The airport is so fucked up, and airline companies are even worse. Like, I think that they really just want to cause problems because they have problems of their own, and they want to see you miserable. Like, Kerry was flying to Tampa with his girlfriend, and she's like, I can't find your itinerary. And he's like, well, I have a flight, and I'm getting it right now. He gets on his phone. She's like, don't get on the phone while I'm trying to find your thing. And he's like, lady, I'm fucking calling my manager to find out what flight number it is, you idiot. And then she felt all stupid. But, like, and she didn't seat them in next to each other. Yeah, and the same thing happened with me and Missy. Like, I was like, can't we sit together? We're going on a fucking honeymoon, you know? Like, and they're like, no, we can't. I sit down in the first class seat. There's nobody sitting next to me the whole fucking flight. They could have just put her there. But no, they had to put her somewhere else. And they did the same thing with Kerry. And you know what? Like, you know damn well that lady's like, you should be even glad you're going on a vacation. I haven't been on a vacation in 20 years. Like, and she wants to see people miserable. They probably laugh about it.
How crazy is that? Was Kerry going nuts?
They're probably back at U.S. Airways or whatever, just like, yo, Mark, check this one out. I'm sorry, sir, I can't find out your information. Information? I bought the fucking ticket a month ago. Well, if you pay $100, you might be able to get on this flight. Might be able to. What kind of assurance is that? And then I can turn over and I look at you and I go, oh, see what I just did?
Yeah, right.
It's fucking fun. It would be fun to do that, and that's what the people do at the airlines. They want to cause problems. He called to switch his flight because he wanted to go to Busch Gardens today.
Kerry?
And and they said it was like $250 a piece. And he's like, it's bullshit. It's only $100. I've done this many, many times. Then he called again and waited 30 minutes each time, and then finally got a person that was just like, oh, yeah, $100.
Yeah.
It was just some lady, like, wanting to cause problems.
Well, I tried to get a flight down there, but they're like almost a grand a ticket. So
we should seriously like call and tape record it, because if you call somebody who's like has a bad attitude, then they'll fuck with you, and then you could just hang up, call again, and get a different caller that happens to be nice and give you the right price.
Yeah.
It's Easter weekend too.
Remember how they said that Kristen they wouldn't let her pay $100 or $250 or whatever to switch her flight because she never made the flight to Tampa. Carrie's like, yes, she did. She's sitting right here next to me. They're like, nope, she wasn't on the plane.
What?
She didn't go. She missed
the
flight.
She was sitting next to him.
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, airlines are tweaked, man.
And you know what? You can never get to the bottom of it. I just want to have, like, a handheld camera
and if they say, like, you can't film, oh, yeah, I'm filming, I'm documenting this shit about how fucked you guys are.
On CKY2K,
you did, you interviewed that one black gentleman.
Yeah.
And you always fly.
You really pissed him off. We wouldn't do that nowadays, I don't think. You took that one.
Probably because he would. They would just say, oh, you're that jackass.
What did you say to him? You're like, oh, I'm fucking flying. I don't fucking care.
I was like, first, I'm supposed to go to Park City, Utah. Right. Salt Lake City.
Right.
And the flight got fucked up. I wound up in Arizona, Phoenix. I had to stay overnight on just a random couch in the airport. I didn't get there.
A couch?
Whatever it was, chairs.
Yeah.
And I didn't get there. I was supposed to be there at 9 o'clock at night the day before. I got there at noon the next day.
I was supposed to be here at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's now noon.
And I'm still fucking with this shit.
Still fucking with this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that was out of control.
Yeah, and like...
So you can't film in the airport like that anymore?
You can. I mean, if you just say, I'm documenting what's going on. You know, like...
Did you sneak that one?
I just put the camera right there, and I you could turn off the red light, so they... You could just be like, I'm just sitting here, dude. You know, it's not even recording. There's not even a red light on.
Yeah, that's a sneaky trick. Fucking.
Oh, telling you, dude.
But people should record what's going on, because if you have, like, video document of how fucked it is, then that's a serious lawsuit if you want.
Right.
Otherwise, it's your word against theirs.
This is
what you guys did to me. And you know what? You could call and complain. You could call... Yeah, U.S. Air, you guys fucked me over. You guys did this. Well, I'm sorry, sir. There's nothing I could do about it. Well, let me talk to a manager. I am the manager, sir. Well, let me talk to a manager who knows something.
Yeah.
You know what the worst is? When they lose your baggage, especially when you go to Europe.
Yeah,
they lost my baggage for 5 days when I was
Every
in
time I go to Australia, I check my skateboarding because they make me, and they... It never comes out on the baggage claim.
Yeah.
And then I have to go look for it, and then it's just easier to go get another one. And they probably see that it's a brand new skateboard that their kid would probably like, and they fucking take it every time.
Dude.
And I said last time, I was like, look, I've lost 2 skateboards already on this fucking Qantas, and I'm going to do a demo in Los Angeles as soon as I get off the plane, and I need to have it next to me knowing that I have it, because I can't go get new trucks and just start skating. Like, it seriously takes a week or two to break in brand new trucks.
Maybe remember more. You were like, fine, I'll break it. I'll just break it. And you started like slamming your foot on it, and they were like, no, stop it, stop it. It was the biggest scene ever. I'm like, oh my God, we're going to get arrested.
I couldn't focus the board. I could focus every board, but that one was just way too strong.
Dude, what about when we came back from Amsterdam or with the other one, crazy one, whatever?
Yeah.
And she calls a scene in customs. Do you remember that?
Yeah, was it the time she was all muffed up on red wine and she spilled a red wine all over my lap, so then I dumped a Sprite on her head, and then she flipped out at me. I have it on film, dude.
Can
it's
you
fun.
Clarify that you're not talking about me?
He said the other one.
The other one.
Past relationships.
The former.
She was no name.
But she caused such a scene that all these agents came up to us in customs. Agents.
Oh.
They came up to us in customs. And. They had to like go through all our bags and stuff, but if she just kept her mouth shut, we could have went off.
Why'd you make a scene? Because she was drunk.
She was annihilated. We just got.
I got drunk.
We were coming from Amsterdam, so we were like doing everything wrong to begin with.
Was that time you fell on the street running after a bike?
Yes.
We ran into a bike,
and that's where G was supposed to return the rental car, and he just parked it. Just parked it in a parking lot.
That was crazy.
A month later, they call. They're like, you never returned the rental car. I'm like, the fuck I didn't. I returned it a month ago. They're like, no, you owe us $12,000. I'm like, $12,000? And then I call G. I'm like, did you return the rental car? He's like, yeah. I'm like, well, did you get a receipt? He's like, no. I'm like, well, where did you park it? At the airport. I just pulled in and parked it and left it there. I'm like, so the fucking Avis rental car had to go walk around looking for their car in the airport parking.
They finally found. They had to find it.
Asshole.
That wasn't me.
It was not my fault, dude.
Whose fault was it then?
The other person.
Santa Claus?
It was,
Is it Santa's fault?
The Santa Claus, yeah.
The Santa Claus with the fake tits.
Yes.
That one.
Yeah. Really, really bad fake tits, I would say.
Bad Santa.
How do you know?
Because I've seen them.
Poor fake tits.
In Haggard. Oh, not to mention, everybody's talking about the elementskateboards.com site. I have a clip of my skate park in there with Chris Cole skating and Carrie. And they're saying, oh, rat, dude, every skater wants to come. I talked to everybody at the Tampa Pro. They're like, dude, we want to come down. I'm like,
we all
want
to come.
Please come down.
That's
awesome. Shred it up.
That's awesome. Yeah, people are really psyched to see that footage.
Yeah. Well, I have a very special guest coming up next. And
yay!
I'm not going to reveal who it is.
But I already came in.
Someone else.
Mark.
And, yeah. Wait till you meet this cat. But right now I'm going to play some of the new Baby Shambles called Suffer's Nation. This is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Yeah.
Baby Shambles, and we have a guest here, and he's from the movie Ming Hags, and I'm going to play a clip of Ming Hags right now, actually, and then I'm going to bring him in. Let's see what we got going on.
This is an old clip.
Yeah.
I've been mixing the sound for this movie.
How's it coming?
It's coming good. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be cool.
We're going to watch that damn Orwell.
I know, it's embarrassing.
Do what I say!
Why do you keep worrying about the oil well? There's never gonna be oil, okay? So get over and just go to the bar or something with a gay biker. Why don't you just do that in the trailer?
Something on my toes! Na-na-na-na-na!
You gonna do it outside?
Gay biker, when are you gonna move out? I'm just gonna suck those toes forever.
He's not even listening.
Oh, yeah. You get me all wet. I'm not talking about my foot.
Looks like
you're making up on this toe sucking. You can barely hear some of these lines.
I know. Well, that's why you're mixing it, motherfucker.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Let's bring him in here.
Who we got?
We got Anthony and Mark the Bagger coming in.
Yeah!
Mark the Bagger.
Woo! Woo!
Where are you at?
Yeah!
Hey, buddy.
Yo!
Yeah, in here. Yeah.
Grab those two mics right there.
Yo, grab a mic.
So I got Anthony and Mark the Bagger here. How you doing, Mark?
Okay.
You want to take a seat? Relax, chill? Want a Corona?
Nah.
So what have you been up to, dude?
Not too much. Just doing a DVD of myself.
How's that coming?
Good.
Doing a DVD of himself.
Oh, wait. Is Anthony on?
Yeah, he's on.
And what's this movie about, Bagger the Movie?
Basically, it's, you know, from the get-go, 8 years ago.
The Lizard?
The gecko.
About eight years ago, you know, obviously I met Mark, and, you know, since I've been hanging out with him, started getting some footage, you know, here and there and everything, and I'm like, I gotta put a documentary together, this nut, you know. People have to see what kind of shit that this guy pulls, you know. So it's basically just a documentary on Mark's everyday life, him getting hammered, you know, just everything, you know.
How
just
long did it take to film?
Well, we're almost done. It's probably going to be about an hour long. We're going to have about 20 minutes of deleted scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's coming together well. We're almost ready to, you know, get it going and get it out. It should be out by fall.
Yeah, I just saw some clips. It's pretty goddamn funny. We should play actually a clip of the football scene in a minute. And
yeah, he goes pretty nuts. Yeah.
Why you love the Eagles so much, Bagger?
It's my favorite football team.
Who do you like the best on the team?
Probably Brian Westbrook right now.
Who, what teams suck?
The Dallas Cowboys.
How come?
Because they're gay.
Who else sucks?
New York Mets.
How come?
They're gay.
Who else?
The Spurs.
No, the Sixers, they suck.
Why the Sixers suck?
Because they do.
They're not gay, they just suck.
What do they suck?
You suck dick.
Do you like baseball too?
Yes, I do.
What about basketball?
I love basketball.
Hockey.
Love hockey.
Who's your favorite team?
Philadelphia Flyers.
I heard they've been sucking these days.
They're doing well right now.
Are they?
Yep.
Last year, didn't they lose every game?
Just about.
I was going in to meet Forsberg after he just lost the game. He did not want to be meeting anybody, dude. And I was like, I don't think he wants to meet, you know. And MTV was like, you got to come in and meet Forsberg. Like, he wants to meet. I'm like, dude, he just lost a game. He doesn't want to meet me. The last thing he wants to do is say hello. Like, I walk in, and I had a few beers, and I'm like, hey, what's going on? You know, he's just like kicking the fucking lockers and shit. I'm like, dude, why did you assholes make me do this?
There's actually a part in the DVD where, you know, Mark's like a sportscaster. Like, he knows every stat to every team, no matter who it is, you know, their batting average, whatever. And he was getting wise, and he said that, you know, there's going to be a prediction by me, and I'm going to tell you right now, Peter Forsberg is coming back to the Philadelphia Flyers and playing one game, and he's going to retire as a Philadelphia Flyer. Well, here, like, it's so funny because 2 days later, Peter Forsberg signed with the Colorado Avalanche and then played one game and broke his ankle and was out for the rest of the season.
He's not even on the Flyers anymore?
No.
Really?
Yeah. You got traded.
Huh. Shit.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah.
Whoopie fucking do.
Fucking sports.
Sports.
I don't know, man.
Chad, do you like sports?
Haven't figured it out. I probably don't. I'm like 36, so 35.
Hey, Bagger, didn't Missy's sister call you the other night?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
What happened?
She don't want me to say.
Why not?
She doesn't want me to
you
say.
You got
she
called you have me. Secrets with Jess? You got secrets with Missy's sister?
Yes.
Are we going to have to tell the story because you're not?
Well, I don't tell it.
How do you know it if it's a secret?
Yeah, how do you two know it?
Because she called me and told me, and I
that's not
hear,
a secret, Bagger. You believe
I
that?
I want to hear your version of the
that
story.
That bitch.
Yeah, Mark, tell me what
you said. What happened?
Yeah, what happened?
She called me, and we were talking, and she's like, I'm all horny right now. I said, oh, no. I said, dude, you caught me right in the tail end of my wrestling. I'm like, dude, I'm like, oh, I had to get into this.
What was she saying to you on the phone, though?
Yeah, what was she saying?
She was, you know, getting it on and stuff. And
name a line she said.
Oh, I can't remember.
Did she say, oh, yeah, baby?
Yeah, that's what she was saying, yeah.
Wait, you were right in the middle of wrestling?
Yeah.
What were you doing on the other line?
I tried to jerk my monkey.
So you tried to jerk off while you were on the phone with my baby sister?
Yes.
At least he's not beating around the bush.
Where were you? In the car? At home?
Yeah, I was in my bedroom.
Yeah, that's not anywhere near the bush.
Where did the cum land?
On the chair.
Is that where it always lands?
Yeah.
And it's funny because he comes up wearing the same shirt up to my house every night. I'm like, Mark, why are you wearing the same shirt for 3 weeks straight? He said, all the other shirts are screwed up for me wiping my cum off the drapery and the chair.
Yeah, whatever.
Did you have pussy lately, Mark?
No.
What about you, Hannah?
No.
Why not?
Because we're both named Mark.
You got that sweet mustache, dude.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's true.
What's up with this?
What's up, dude? And you have a sweet mohawk, too.
The gash stash.
I'm getting rid of it.
The gash stash.
Trying to figure out a new look for me.
Yeah?
Yeah, something that'll work.
Why don't you two have a pussy contest so you could hump first?
We'll have a pussy off?
Let's have a puss off.
Yeah.
Let's go to the bars, Mac on chicks, and have a puss off.
Okay.
Damn, all right. Hannah's in name hags as much as you are.
Speaking of that, Dyer, I had a rumor last week.
About me?
Is it a secret?
No, it's about Bam, actually.
What is it?
Oh, God.
Rick Young said that he had heard a rumor that April 15th, your bar's going to open across the street from 15 North.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit later. Maybe like April 20th or something.
Yeah, he said middle or the end of April. He said, I'm like, cool. Like, I'm into it.
Yeah. We're filming. The reason why I might get held up is because we're going to Finland to film a Christmas movie with Warner Brothers called Where the Fuck is Santa? And I'm going to Lapland, Finland to capture Santa. And it's the perfect time to go because there's still snow up there. And the dude, since are there, him is also in town, 69 Eyes, so everybody's going to get involved.
Hell yeah.
And yeah, it's going to be awesome. Fan is going.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'll watch the house.
I'll be here.
Oh, really? Me and Missy are watch the house.
I got bumped out of the trip so Novak could go.
Novak is into doing crazy shit right now.
I know.
Like, he just went into the Brandywine River in a kayak off this cliff just because he's like, let's get footage. I'm like, all right, so I pushed. That. Yeah, so I'm like, if Novak goes, we'll get gold.
There you go.
Yeah, and apparently Novak.
Do they even sell heroin?
Can we call Novak? Yeah, they do have heroin.
Yeah, tell him to get his act together.
Is that maybe he's going for that?
You should tell him.
Tell him to call Novak because he just got beat up by somebody who was stealing his bike at Walmart.
Right. Really?
Are you serious?
Yeah. He said to call.
I'm sure that's what happened.
Well, let's find out.
Novak just got beat up again?
I guess we're going to find out.
I'd like to know if he got the bike.
Oh, man.
I'd like the footage of that. Jesus.
You got the number?
Yeah,
I don't have.
Yeah, we're gonna call him up. What else is going on, Bagger? I heard you on Stern's show.
Yeah, I was on Howard Stern.
And your own show.
Yeah, I heard that too. That was awesome.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to get my own show this summer.
Where's Rocco?
Which one? I know two of them.
So, which one were you calling out on the air?
That was my friend that I saw Friday night at the Trap.
You speaking to Jimmy still?
No, we're over him. I'm over him for right now.
How come?
I'd rather not say.
I thought Jimmy was one of your really good friends.
Yeah, man, what's up?
He's so nice.
He was.
What happened?
He's in a three-letter word community right now.
G-A-Y.
You think? But he has a girlfriend.
Well, I don't know. I have no idea. He was talking that other crap on Stern on Monday, and I'm like, Jim, cut it. I'm like, Jim, cut it, Jim.
So you're mad at him?
Cut it.
Yes. I'm like, cut it, Jim.
What is it that you heard that you didn't like?
Well, my friends and I at work, like, Mark, we don't like that gay shit. I'm like, dude, so I'm not gay. They're like, good. They can try to change the subject. That's good. I'm like, yeah, thanks.
So do the people listen at the supermarket?
Yes.
And what did they say about it? Did they like it?
They love me on Stern.
Did a good job, Mark.
Thanks.
Yeah,
it was a fun day.
He did do it.
Yes, it was.
Are you becoming famous at the Rofo Acme?
Fuck yeah.
That's good because I don't know how that happened because you work at the Collegeville Acme.
Yeah, I know. Oh, shit.
He's famous at all the Acmes.
I'm just telling you so you don't wake up tomorrow and go to the Royers for an Acme instead of the Collegeville Acme.
Yes, exactly.
Are you going to do an Acme tour?
Never know.
Do you know how to sing the Acme song?
No, I don't have one.
You used to have one.
You should write one.
Yeah, let's talk to Novak.
All right, Novak's there.
Yo.
Yo.
Yeah.
What up?
What happened?
Yeah.
I got punched in the face over my goddamn 10-speed.
where were you going?
I was riding up to the grocery store because Mandy had to work, so I rode my bike up there. So I'm in the grocery store, and I come out, and there's like, it must have been like around the time when school was getting out, and there was like four or five yo boys and three black boys, and one of the dudes sits on my bike, and I'm watching, they're all circling around it, and he sits on it, and he's like, damn, this bike's just my size. And he didn't realize it was my bike. I'm like, yeah, well, it would be your size, but the problem is, it's not yours, it's mine. And he's like, fuck you talking about, this ain't your bike. I'm like, I just rode it here, and I just got off it. What are you talking about? And in mid-sentence, he fucking punched me in the face as hard as he can. His buddies scurry off, and I'm in a fucking full pursuit chasing this black dude down the side of like of a main four-way road, and then he gets onto the exit ramp with my bike. Next thing I know, I'm chasing him down the middle of the, like, he's on the sideline of the beltway. I'm chasing him down the beltway on my bike, and then he fucking decides to cross the beltway, almost causes an accident. Actually did. A car had to slam their brakes on and rear-ended another guy. And he fucking gets to the median. He lifts the bike up and fucking jumps over the median and just fucking hauled ass down there.
Did you get the
fucking
bike back?
No, I didn't get my bike back. Oh,
is that why you didn't make it to the show tonight?
College history book.
Yeah, Novak.
Bad, are you
get your note contract again, Novak.
Tell
what?
Yeah, you heard me, Novak. Get your act again and get over here.
You little dirtbag. I heard you on Radio Howard the other day. You sounded pretty gay.
Damn right. Well, I'm not gay. Sorry.
Sound like you like the boys. Dude, my eyes swollen up like a fucking baseball right now. And all eight of his buddies didn't even help him. They left him running.
Well, all right. So
it was horrible.
Where did the bike come from?
It was my bike. I've had the bike.
Hold on. Bagger has something to say to you.
Quit doing heroin.
I'm not doing heroin, you little reject.
Fuck yeah, you are. That's what I heard.
You been getting pussy. Did you get pussy after you did Radio Howard the other day?
Fuck no, but I'm trying.
You're Novak.
Trying to set up for failure. You know that.
Novak.
Yo, Hannah, what's up, buddy?
Yo, it's Hannah. Yo, me and Mark the Batter are going to have a puss-off.
Oh, shit, dude.
Gonna win.
A dead man could win that. He hasn't had pussy since the day he was born.
I don't know, man. It's probably been just as long for me.
I don't believe it. I saw some pretty hot flicks of you in the hot tub kissing some girl's ass.
Oh, yeah, there's actually a photo out there of it.
I saw it, dude.
She did have a nice ass, but she was a mess.
Yeah. There's proof of you in late.
I think she went to rehab right after that.
She couldn't have been a mess in fucking Erum
Smashly.
When she threw up all over your house and I locked her in the bathroom. Was she that bad?
Smashly?
Smashly was worse than
wait,
that.
Wait, no, that's Emu. Enid.
Yeah, Emu. Remember Emu? She kept throwing up on your leather fucking carpets and rugs and shit.
She's this hot Indian girl from the Westchester College area. Novak brings her home after Doc McGrogan just has been with her. And she gets all drunk and barfs all over the bathroom. And Novak was so fed up, he just locked her in the bathroom and let her sleep in there. Next day, she's cooking him breakfast when he walks down. She's like, hey, I made you some toast and eggs.
Ugh.
Me and Bam go out for the day. We left like 10 in the morning. We get home around 1. She's sitting downstairs, and I think it was one of Bam's bathroom robes, playing with the cat, had every dish out in the fucking kitchen, making like a breakfast.
She was playing with Bam's pussy?
People. Huh? And the bitch starts throwing up everywhere, and I'm like, you cannot throw up in this house. Go to the bathroom. And you know how when fucking dumb broads get drunk, they swear everything they do is right, and they're like, shut up, you're just being an asshole to me. And I'm like, I'm not being an asshole. You're fucking throwing up everywhere, you dumb bitch. So I coerced her upstairs, and as soon as she fucking went in that bathroom, I fucking locked each door and made her fucking
calling a girl who's throwing up a dumb bitch is not being an asshole.
No, I want to know, when did you get this bike?
And what kind of bike was it?
It wasn't a nice bike.
It was Stingray. I think it was a unicycle. It was a unicycle.
Shut up, you little dirtbag.
Yeah, whatever, Novak.
It was like a trail bike, like a BMX bike.
Where'd you get that?
Oh fuck, I've had it forever. It was actually in the basement of Mandy's house. So technically, it was probably like her brother or her brother. It was her probably her brother's bike or one of her brother's friends.
Hey Novak, I got a question for you.
I can't wait to hear it. What is it?
You sound muffed, dude. You on pills?
No, are you on pills?
No, but I heard you are.
Nah, sober as an ox.
Yeah, sure you are. Get over here and prove it.
The only vehicle of transportation I just had got stolen fucking an hour ago.
Well, if you walk, you might get here faster. Start walking now.
No, that's I'm on normal time. Slow people time, you might make it. I'm all right. I'm going to, you know, I'm not going to walk by it. There, you nuts.
How many beers have you had today, Novak?
I had one beer.
Okay. Ooh.
Who has one beer?
Yeah, where'd you get a single?
I didn't even finish the beer. It's boring drinking at your house, and I drank half the beer, and I chucked it.
Where'd you find that one pack?
Yeah,
in the kitchen.
Where'd you find that one pack?
Yeah, right. Hey, how's you doing the contest, dipshit?
I muffed up my last two tricks, kickflip from
board. Yeah, why? Because you're hanging out with that little dirtbag Gary Smith. Why are you making friends with that faggot?
Hey, he wants to take you out to dinner. He's flying back into Baltimore, and he wants to take you and Mandy out with him and his girlfriend.
Yeah, I'd rather fucking suck my dick and let him come on my face.
He might like that too much, Novak. That's TMI. That's TMI, Novak.
TMI?
Yes.
Have you been getting any pussy bagger? What's up? You're getting some good street creds lately. You got your own radio show on Howard. You're making
TV. Hey, I got some pussy last year. I got one tier. I'm fine with that.
That's a good start.
One tier is good enough
for me. You're off to a great start, bagger. Pussy once a year. You might as well turn gay. Gay guys just want to fucking leave. No, you don't even got to put any game into
it.
You just walk into a bar and say, you're hot, let's fuck.
That's okay.
Is that how you do
That's how gay guys do it. Bam will take
I have a girlfriend, Novak. Thank you very much.
What's her name?
Jess Doyle.
Bagger's got a bigger role in the movie than you. He's probably going to be way more recognizable.
Yeah, sorry, Novak.
What's his number? I'm going to call her.
Never mind. For me to know, you to find out, you gay fag.
I want to fucking punch you right in the mouth for that foul remark, Bagger.
Yeah, I'll kick you in the groin and corner you, Novak.
Corner
what?
Groin.
He's going to kick you in the groin and corner.
Hey, Novak, leave us up when it come back as a world heavyweight champ come WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm Triple H, motherfucker.
I'm going to pile drive you right into a pile of fucking mud, you little dirtbag.
Yeah, whatever.
That's my
Novak,
plan.
You were winning a fight. You were Mark the Bagger.
Oh, Christ. I beat him blindfolded with a...
Yeah, you wish, Novak.
You name the place and date, and I'm showing up. $2.
I'll do the heroin twist right through his fucking face.
Give me a couple extra days to find a fight so we can meet him.
Yeah. I'll do the heroin shuffle, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll give you a crack smack you'll never forget.
I'm watching Intervention right now, man. You see this chick, she is muffed up on heroin.
Changing the subject.
Yeah.
I'm talking about drugs. Same thing you're talking about, you pieces of shit.
Come on.
You pieces of shit.
Hey, who won the contest, Skater Boy?
Greg Lutzka.
Who's he ride for?
Almost.
Was Rodney any good? Was Rodney?
Yeah, you're like this dude, Adam Diet, though. He's like the Axl Rose of skateboard. He was muffed up. I call him Crash Diet.
Is he on a Crash Diet, literally?
Oh, dude, he was on a fucking bender. He showed up late. He missed his heat every single time. And they would have to put... Yeah, he was supposed to be there at like 1 o'clock. He didn't show up till like 4, and they put him in the fourth heat. When you're not supposed
to do that.
He
should have won just for good street creds, man. Fuck
yeah,
skating.
It was entertaining.
Yeah, that was probably the best part of the whole contest. Him showing up late looking like Axel on a Crash Diet.
Then he barfed after each time he skated.
Yeah, each time he skated, he would barf in the corner, and everybody would just be sitting there, like, watching it and filming it.
Oh, that's total. Dude, I told you that story about when I did the demo and I was high on heroin. Did I tell you that story?
No.
I was doing a demo with like, Tony Hawk. Everyone was there. Bucky was there. And it was right when they kind of started figuring out that I was muffed up, but they weren't sure. And right in the middle of my run, no one else, like, everyone else is staying on the deck waiting to drop in. I stop in the middle of the fucking park and just throw my guts out all over the ramp. So not only like Death Throw up in the corner, they had to have like cowboys come out and wipe up my throw up.
Is that the Dream Seller book?
Yeah, I wrote it in the book. I don't know if they're going to use it or not. But, dude, when I looked up at fucking Bucky was standing right next to Hulk, if looks could kill, I would have been dead on the spot. They were fucking pissed off.
I know. One out of 100.
Someday looks will kill, dude.
I'm getting ready to go out to a steak dinner. What do you think about that, you little faggot?
Steak dinner? Bagger wants to take you out to dinner.
Yes,
yeah, where are we going, Bagger?
We're going to go to TGI Fridays.
Do I get a happy ending with my meal?
Hell yeah.
By you? By the bagger?
Yeah.
You going to give him a happy ending?
Yep.
Yeah, we're not even going to go to the men's room. You can just do it right under the table.
Bagger!
Yeah!
Who brought him down there, Andy?
Anthony's here.
What's up,
Andy?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
I'm making it. Besides getting fucking robbed of my $20 bike and
you're doing all right you're doing all right beside being bikeless right now, right?
Yeah, we're getting ready to move too. Actually, I'm going to look at places tomorrow.
How you going to walk? You don't have a vehicle.
That was pretty good, Bagger. You did get me on that one, you little piece of shit. No.
You're going to hitchhike, Novak. The foam in the air.
They only pick up queers and faggots, so I'm sure you get a free ride.
You never know.
No, I know. Gay guys always give other gay people a free ride.
Yeah, whatever. I probably get more women than you would, Novak.
Every time I bring my girlfriend up, you try to steal her from me right in front of my face.
Goddamn right. She wants me, Novak. She wants to leave your pussy faggot ass.
I turn around. Bagger's got his hand on my fucking girlfriend's chest. I'm like, dude, she's with me. He's like,
and the other one down her pants.
Yeah, well, she called me last weekend, Novak.
Ooh. Ooh.
Word out on the street is she wanted it, Novak.
I know.
Who's who did?
She wants bagger cock.
She wants bagger cock. Right.
If I ever get that down and out, dude, just fucking hand me a loaded shotgun and pull the trigger.
Okay, I will.
Yikes.
Dude, he tried to steal Missy from you a couple times, didn't he, Bam?
I know. Did it work? Did it almost work? Yeah.
I love the bagger. But I'm in love with
you.
Yeah, I love Missy, but I'm more into Jess. Sorry.
My sister?
Yes.
You're more into my sister than Jess?
Yes. Yes.
Why is that?
Jess Margera?
Yes.
No, not Jess Margera. That's that.
Whatever her last name is, Ross then. Son. I don't know.
Bagger, you just admitted on live air to millions of listeners that you preferred Bam's brother over his wife. That makes you officially gay.
I don't know what Jess's last name is.
That was a trick question, because he knows me as Missy Margera. So yeah.
Don't take up for him, Miss. I know you like him and everything, but...
Why don't you come down for the puss off, Novak?
I know,
faggot. I'm in. I was going to come today, Mandy. I called into work, dude, so I'm fucking high and dry at the house by myself.
Wait, how are you gonna enter the puss off if you have a girlfriend?
Yeah, that's no fair, dude. You can't just hump your girl.
Well, you know, different area codes.
Okay.
But what if she catches you?
It won't be the first time?
You got to take certain things to your grave, and that will be one of them.
Why are you whispering? She's at work.
I know, but I just don't. I get nervous. I think she puts secret recordings around this house sometimes.
Hey, Novak, I'm going to take you to our pump town. I hear there's a girl that's been asking for you.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah,
shitty strip club.
She's black, and I hear you're into black chicks.
No, I'm black. I just stole my bike. I'm not in anything black right now.
That's not what I heard.
Except looking black, walking.
What about the Yo Boys? They were all hanging out together?
Yeah, it was a group of them. It was like eight of them, and there was like predominantly white, and there was two black guys. It was like six white, one of the black kids, and then two black kids.
On the muffed up situation, a meter, what would you give it, a 10?
No, I'd give it about a 8, considering like that there was pedestrians going into the grocery store and not one of them bothered to stop and help me with anything. I was by my. They actually had me circled. And then when he jumped on the bike, I put my hand on the steering wheel to grab it back, and that's when I fucking felt like I got hit by Rocky Balboa. And then they all scurried. I don't know why they ran.
Well, no pedestrian, no innocent pedestrian wants to help out somebody who's on pills, pills, pills.
I wasn't on pills, pills, pills. I was going to the grocery store, store, store. And they could have called the police at least.
What were you getting?
Prescription
pills. I don't know, that pills, shit that you make meth with.
Now you can't buy that anymore. You gotta like go to. They don't sell them to certain people like me.
That's a shame.
If I didn't know better, I would think that you were out in some sketchy neighborhood trying to buy pills or heroin and got beat up. That's
yeah.
What
oh no. Now, I could never ride my bike. I live way too far to ride my bike all the way down there.
Who knows if there's really a bike even involved? Maybe you just got beat up trying to buy drugs.
Ooh. Yeah, well, yeah,
I
know
there was a bike involved
because
I pedaled my ass all the way up to the grocery store.
All right.
It was a yellow and white bike. It was called Next. It was an NEXT bike. It was like
right,
a BMX
we'll look for
dirt bike.
We'll go look for it, okay?
We'll go look for it for you.
All right, well,
I thought about making a police report, but, I mean, the bike in Grandville was probably worth
hey,
like
dipshit.
$100 if that.
I'm going to play a song, and then we're going to take some phone calls. So I'll talk right. to you. When are you going to come down again?
Next Christmas, when he gets his act together, gets a vehicle.
Probably like Wednesday or Thursday, and then I'll just wait. Mandy gets off Sunday, and she'll come.
No. Hey, Novak, maybe I'll call Scepter. Maybe they'll come get you, Larry Nass.
Maybe you'll turn straight by then and get a girlfriend, you little two-bit.
I have one, Novak. Shut up. I have no woman, Novak. I'll have her tonight if I want to.
Yikes. All right, yeah, man. I'll be up sometime this week.
All right.
All right, later, guys.
All right, later.
Bye.
All right, let's play a hymn song from the movie Haggard because we're doing a audio commentary with Joe Franz. And Fan will probably be in it, too.
I'll probably be there.
But we're doing that real soon right before I go to California, which is on Thursday. But this is a hymn from Haggard. The song's called Again. This is Radio Bam Series 20 Faction. No.
bam, ding.
On. How the fuck you say it?
Is it serious?
Yeah.
On Sirius 28. Faction.
Yo.
Cause it's only when you hear my voice and say my name, it sounds so sweet. It's like lips of an angel. It's so good. Oh, it makes me weep.
Horrible.
What is that?
Stop.
Hinder. I can't get over how terrible it is.
Fucking beat you. No, please, I cannot play it.
Maybe the hook.
What?
Yeah, play the hook.
Play the hook.
It's so good. This is the worst song on earth right now.
Alright,
you like singing it.
So
it's like you singing your car by yourself, I'm sure.
The lips of
it's one of the few you can sing. My girl's in the next room. Sometimes
you
it sounds so sweet.
Wait, don't you do karaoke in the truck?
Oh, yeah.
What songs do you do?
Journey.
Do one for me.
Can I hear Journey?
Wait,
why don't you sing along?
Acapella.
Wait, what's the song you sing?
Don't Stop Believing.
Yeah, don't stop.
Yeah.
Sing the whole song of Don't Stop Believing. Hold on, we're gonna put it on.
Oh, I don't know the whole
words. Just sing the
you can
know.
You can damn well try.
You can do it.
Okay.
You can do this.
Come on, American Bagger. Bagger Idol.
Here we go.
Here it is. The song touched my heart. Make it better.
This bagger at the trap. This is what he does at the trap on Friday night.
Get him, bagger.
This is small town girl. Yeah. Living in a lonely world. It took a midnight train, goes anywhere. Just a city boy. Born and raised in South Detroit. It took a midnight train, goes anywhere.
Oh, get him, bagger. Get him, bagger.
Woo!
Air guitar. There you go.
There it is.
There's the air guitar.
I'll sing this from the dickhead room.
Dickhead room.
Smell the wine and cheap perfume.
Yeah.
The girl that can share the night. It goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
And strangers waiting up and down the boulevard. Their shadows searching in the night. Up the stairs is lonely boys and shadows somewhere in the night.
That was awesome.
That's your favorite Journey song ever.
Yeah, dude, that was good. What else do you know? I mean,
do you Poison and Bon Jovi, don't
yes.
you? Which one?
Living on a Prayer.
Piano Man.
Billy Joel loves the Piano Man.
Piano Man. Let's do that.
Billy Joel, yeah.
Let's do Piano Man. Cal, you got that at Sirius there?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to look up Piano Man.
That was really good, by the way.
Here we go. Feel the sweet sound.
Feel it. Getting the groove right now, bagger.
It's a rainy New York night, and you're here with Billy at the club.
It's nice and dark and smoky in here. It's perfect. Play that piano, Mark. Play it.
Give it a bagger.
He's playing air piano right now.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. Regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me. Making love, twist tonic, and heroin.
Oh. Oh, my cheeks hurt.
I know.
Since I can't play the melody, I'm not really sure how to blueprint that and it's sweet, and I knew it complete when I wore a younger man's clothes. La li la li la, la li la. Sing us a song, you piano man. Sing us a song tonight. We're all in the mood for melody. And you've got his funeral right.
That was cool.
Oh, man. I'm ready to swinging our beers back and forth.
Oh. So where can you buy bagger shirts at?
Yeah. Bagger CD comps, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where can you buy bagger shit?
www.baggerthemovie.com is where all the merch is. Got a bunch of more merch coming out.
This week
and next week. And check out the MySpace page, www.myspace.com/baggerthemovie.
Baggerthemovie.
Oh, yeah. Here, bam. Here
and check out Minghag's the movie. Oh, thanks. Yeah, and Minghag's the movie. We have a trailer and half of the making of on there. I'm actually going to put the rest of the making of on there pretty soon, because the sound is almost done.
Well, I wouldn't say that, babe.
I didn't do the sound of the making of
it. No, the movie.
Yeah.
Minghag's the movie.
It's
Chad.
Definitely going good.
I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, the first few times I saw it, I couldn't hear what anybody was saying, but now you definitely will, and that definitely helps watching a movie.
Big time. You have to get the sound mixed. But
there's so much music in it that, you know, the music sometimes oversteps the lines. And, like, when you did the premiere, I don't know how anybody actually understood what was going on, because the sound was fun.
Well, that was kind of just for friends.
Yeah. You have a lot of friends.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking 500 people showed up.
I know. Christ.
Are you going to have another premiere for it?
Once it's done, I might get, like, some kind of RV and go on the road and just play it at colleges and shit, and then have a few beers with everybody.
Bagger, sounds like a job for you, dude.
Uh-oh, yeah. Bagger.
Yeah!
You want to go on tour, motherfucker?
Goddamn right!
Yeah!
Maybe you could have a puss-off with Hannah. That's where it'll officially start.
Fuck yeah! I kick Hannah's ass!
Ooh! I got no argument.
You ready to fight everybody, man.
I know.
Why don't you just take it out on Jimmy? We know you're all pissed off at
him. No, that's all right. Leave Jim alone. Leave Jim out of this.
If anybody wants to talk to the bagger, call 877-PORN-BAG.
Yeah, only questions for bagger.
Okay. All right, let's take some calls.
Who we got?
John in Nebraska.
John?
Yo, how's it going?
Yo, yeah. What's up?
I want to say to the bagger, Dino!
Dino!
There's a lot of people who see you as sort of an entrepreneur, and a lot of young kids these days might see your millionaire lifestyle and wish to have. I don't think a lot of people see your inclination to a successful career as a pro skater and a lousy actor, so... I'm just curious to know what you feel is your motive for success, and if you could do anything different looking back.
Is he still there? He was breaking up a little bit.
What's that?
That's his question.
That's what it sounded like.
I kind of
got at what he was saying. I just kind of film with my friends and have fun, and I don't know. I went to, like, Hollywood and was in that movie Grind and stuff, and I really wasn't feeling it, and I didn't have, like...
It was a real art flick.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I didn't feel right there, you know? Like, I just like doing movies with my friends, and it just works out better for some reason, you know? Like, we're filming this movie with Warner Brothers called Where the Fuck is Santa, and I'm taking all my friends to Finland to capture Santa and bring him back to Westchester. So, I mean, it just seems... right if you're doing it with your friend, because you could genuinely tell when somebody's having fun and when they're faking it, and that's kind of what it seemed like when I was doing the Grind movie. I had to, like, act like I liked this girl that I barely even talked to, you know?
That's acting.
Yeah.
So your inspiration, you're saying, is just being with your friends and really close people you've been around, right?
Yeah, find, like, a group of good friends and see what they're good at, and then just use it to its fullest potential. And then learn how to edit and pick good music.
Yeah,
all right, good deal.
All right, awesome.
Let's take another call.
Take another call. Bagger?
Bam in Maryland.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Let's do it.
Yeah, it's me now, Bag.
I just kidding, Bam. I use my fake name. That's what I use around here.
Yeah, I get laid. I use your name.
Hello?
Yo.
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 I didn't even mess up. It's Dan. D-A-N.
Oh, Dan. Okay.
Yeah. What's up, Bagger? I'm looking forward to seeing you on the freaking big screen. I swear to God, if that shit doesn't come out soon, I don't know. I'm going to have to drive up there and, I don't know, steal a copy or something. I don't know.
Buy some shirts. Yeah, buy some shirts.
I was originally going to call and talk about jet skiing and the random ass skate movie, but I guess I can talk about this because it's even better.
What's the jet skiing?
Oh, we was fucking jet skiing from Bay Bridge. We was trying to go up to Baltimore, but we didn't quite make it all the way.
Would you run out of gas?
No, we fucking wiped out, and it was like 40-degree water, and we just said, fuck it. It was, we was going 60 miles an hour, and a wave from like one of the big freighters, whatever, just slammed into me broadside, and it was like instant going from 60 miles an hour into the freaking water.
Did you film it?
Say what?
Did you film it?
Unfortunately, no. We don't have any freaking waterproof cameras.
What a waste.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, if you would have filmed it, that would have been some serious entertainment.
Awesome. Dude, I'm going to talk to some friends. We'll get a hookup on that.
You can't reenact it.
Yeah, it's true.
We'll just do it again.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, Smoker.
Hey, can we get that laptop and play a Bagger the Movie clip?
Do you call it a laptop?
Laptop.
Oh, okay.
We had that conversation like 2 days ago.
Yeah, that guy on the commercial.
You
can get a laptop.
Yeah, he's giving them away.
He calls it that the whole time. Right. Laptop.
I think the people who are going.
And you can see his mouth say laptop.
Yeah. I can't believe you guys noticed that shit, too.
That's funny.
Yeah. It's like the only thing. You have 7,000 channels. How'd you see it?
I don't know.
We were just watching TV.
That's the thing. If you have so many channels, like you don't even know what to watch, and I'm so ADD, I just flick channels for 2 hours.
I wonder if we were thinking that and having the same conversation at the same time.
Ooh. You might have been. You never know.
Could have been.
What do we got here? All right.
All right, there's a clip from Bag of the Movie. I think it's him watching the football game.
Amazing.
Oh, man. I don't hear shit. Are you serious? You gotta turn this up.
Here, right here.
What is this, a computer?
That one.
I got nothing.
What you got?
I got nothing out of this thing.
What is growling?
What is growling?
You like my new blanket?
There we go.
Are you
sure? Yes.
All right, rewind it. So, this is from the Bagger DVD.
Let's hear your intro, too.
This is the Bagger DVD?
For as long as I've known Mark, he's always been a passionate Philadelphia sports fan. Watching him during an Eagles game is an amazing sight. No matter what, first down, second down, third down, offense, defense, he's constantly yelling at the TV at the top of his
voice. What the fuck, asshole?
He gets amped up, so fired up, he's out of control. He's out of his mind.
Yeah, spike it. Everybody come down and kick you in the balls and call it and sign it, shithead.
Right now he's watching.
Yeah. Yeah. No funny. Shit. Offsides.
Offsides. Shit.
Yeah. He's having a lot of facial tics.
Get him! You can only make one challenge. And you used it, pal.
So the neighbors must think there's an old lady really flipping out about the game.
Get him! No, this thing is no good. Damn! Get him! Oh no! He's challenging it. Come on, D! Yes, yes, yes! Throw me, man! Throw it!
You call him D? Is that your nickname?
Yes!
Holy mackerel! Throw it, McNabb! Catch that! No! Get him! Yes! Get him and intercept that! Way off! Say it! Way off! Oh, bye!
Now he's drinking a 40.
Bye bye! Yeah.
See how he drinks the 40 with both hands?
Like a koala bear.
Hagger, you got money on these games? Because you're getting pretty upset here.
Fuck no.
Oh, man.
Why don't you start gambling?
No, no, it's okay.
They got new yards on Netflix.
Marky Bonnets.
It's number 4th and number 18.
Nice.
I'm going to say, do that. I'm going to get on 6 times every IP tomorrow, and I want every NFL referee.
Istanbul, fumble, bumble.
Istanbul, fumble, bumble.
What the fuck is that? Istanbul, fumble, bumble.
Retard, you dumb fucking retard.
Retard,
buffalo.
Retard, buffalo. Retard, buffalo. That's great. Listen, you don't like when people use that word.
No.
How bad is it?
What? What's your malfunction?
I don't like it when people say retard. You don't say that.
I know.
I'll let it slide this time.
He was losing it there, so he wasn't thinking straight.
Yeah, he's talking about the football game.
He's passionate.
Yes,
now, when you say retard Buffalo, was that the Buffalo Bills ever playing?
Yes, Buffalo. Buffalo, retard.
Could have been Buffalo Tom for all he knew.
8. So we saying goodbye? Tonight's show went quick, man.
Yeah, I know.
Yes,
fuck.
Did.
What the hell?
Damn, Bagger.
It's not even fun.
You and Novak.
Bagger, plug your website so people can buy shirts.
It's www.baggerthemovie.com.
What, shit goose?
It's on your website.
Oh, on my website?
Yeah.
Go to BamMargera.com with 1M. And you'll find out where to get Bagger shirts. And we also have some other shit on there that G's posting up right now.
Photos.
And we're going to go right now. And I'm ending this with Missing Persons. This is Walking in L.A.
What track is it?
8.
All right. So we're saying goodbye tonight.
Say bye, motherfuckers.
Bye, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Say it.
Say Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Radio Bam Series 28 function.
Yeah.
Later.
Wrong CD.
Is this it?
No, it's
wrong
it's
CD,
the one
motherfucker.
Above.
Get your act together, motherfucker.
Yeah, it is.
Ooh.
My
color.
Hey, yo, you're talking to me, man.
We're playing the wrong CD.
You know,
yeah, let's go.
You know why? Because I never
don't,
use this.
Don't be
tell
like,
him to get his act together, Bagger.
Get your act together.
All right, say it again.
Don't be like Novak.
Say Radio Faction 28.
Radio Faction 28.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, bye.
Later.
Bye.
Boy Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG. Wow. Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later. Jeez.